Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, depending on when you're getting to this. This is Sakura Baez, Coach Sakura Baez from Motherhood Mess Unfiltered, and I am so excited to talk to you today about Esther. We have just entered, as of the 23rd of March, we came into the celebration of Purim, and so we're going to talk a little bit more about that and take time to enjoy this season when the enemy of Esther was hung at the gallows and the provision of God was made for her to walk in everything that she was destined for and how God providentially ordered her steps for her to march into her destiny. And so with that, ladies, I am so excited for this month of March as we spring into action. And so what the Lord wanted me to bring to your attention today as the warfare strategist that God has created me to be is he brought about the word providence. And providence is the protective care of God or of nature as a spiritual power. Well, of course, we know that nature only does what God tells it to. Amen. And because we are co-creators, it does what we ask it to. I've seen storms stop or cease. I know just last night there were some hail storms that were supposed to come into our area here in Oklahoma. And I went outside as this storm started to blow in and I said, you will not hail here tonight. You will not hail here tonight. There will be no damage in Jesus' name. And because hail, if you look in the Bible, is a curse. And so you do not have to allow the enemy to act out. And sure enough, there was no hail. Some rain came through, some very strong winds came through, but there was no hail. And so I just want to encourage you today, beloved, that you are under the protective care of God. And your spirit, according to the scripture, is seated in heavenly places. So you do not have to be a victim of your circumstances or your situations. And just like the book of Esther, if you have not entered into the book of Esther, I strongly encourage you, beloved, to get that out and to go back over it. One of the things that stood out to me is that Esther's steps were ordered right from the very beginning through human actions and decisions is what it appeared. But God was behind it all. God's providence doesn't always operate in blatant miracles or overt signs. Sometimes it's just those steadfast steps of being faithful in whatever he's called you to and listening to the wisdom of the counsel that has been put around you. Can you trust the counsel around you? And if you can't, I honestly ask you to begin to pray that God would bring to you wise counselors, wise coaches, wise people, wise community that hear from the Lord and then weigh their words. The Bible says to test the spirits and get 2 to 3 witnesses that confirm. Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes steps. Oh, how I know this is true because I know, like, if things went according to my plan, then my steps would be ordered from the moment I woke up. However, I have 5 kids who currently live in my home and a husband, and somehow they do not get the memo. I help direct them, but I cannot implement everything that how their day goes and the choices that they make because that is beyond my control. I know what it's like to be in charge. And, you know, honestly, we always say, or people honestly say quite a few times that, oh, well, God's in control. No, God is in charge, beloved. God is in charge. However, you have control. You have a choice. It's just like with the storm. You can allow the storm to manifest or you can put it to rest. Amen. You can walk in peace or you can walk in chaos. You have a choice, and at your choice, whether it's to stay silent or to rise up in your authority, right? The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is taken by force, right? and by violence. And so sometimes you have to get violent in the spirit and in your use of your words, but trust the process with others. And what the other thing that stood out to me that the Lord was speaking to me about is how even with Esther, like she married a heathen pagan king. And I have women who come to me quite often who find themselves in circumstances where maybe they're not quote unquote equally yoked and have spouses who aren't serving the Lord or aren't necessarily of the same spiritual understanding that they are. And so I would yield this story to you to read through and how she honored her husband and honored the Lord and trusted him and trusted the process and knew that the weightiness of her words needed to be on time, number one, and in season, right? So she actually went to the king to talk to him once, and she did not reveal who she was the first time, but she waited for the fullness of time and did it the second time. She also got the community to fast and pray with her. That tells me that she took this very seriously because she didn't just have them fast. She didn't say, oh, just do a social media fast. You've heard that, and not to belittle anyone who chooses to do that. But she said, I need you to fast food and water. Like, this is serious. This is not a game. This is something where I could lose my life. Maybe you're in the fight of your life, beloved. Maybe you're in the fight of your life for your family. Maybe you're in the fight for your life, for your relationships. Maybe you're in the fight for your life, for your country, or your state, or your city. Maybe it's time to get real serious, and it's time to fast. And what they fasted was they fasted food and water for 3 days. Food and water for 3 days. But they ordered, the Lord ordered her steps to that season for that reason, for that purpose. And she knew that not only was she dealing with the God of the heavens, but she was also dealing with a quote unquote God of the earth. And if you haven't seen the movie 300, it paints what I feel like is a very accurate picture of King Xerxes, who was the king that she was married to. He was treated like a god when he was on this earth. So she understood, and you have to know that when she said, if I perish, I perish, she knew that there had been people who had shown up in the courts and had been put to death. And I'm sure she had not only heard of it, but witnessed it. So she knew this was a very real thing. God will put you in foreign lands and amidst dominant empires, but his purpose will not be thwarted. You will walk in the fullness of what God has called you to. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 emphasizes trusting in the Lord with all your heart and not relying on your own understanding. And when you acknowledge him in all your ways, he promises to direct your paths. If you ask for wisdom, he will give it to you. If you say, God, I need your presence, he will give it to you. This trust is fundamental to allowing God to order your steps, as it requires surrendering your plans to his divine will. Sometimes that even requires not just your surrendering of your plans, but surrendering of your words. May you be quick to listen and slow to speak. Notice Esther and the entire book did not try to convince the king that he needed to submit to her God. She just was okay with walking in her own authority and the favor that God had given her by honoring the man that she had married. Trust me, I'm preaching to myself too. because God knows. And it's not that we're always quiet, but she knew there was an appointed time for her to talk. And she wanted her words to be so precise that they were like an arrow or a sword, separating the sinew from the bone. And Mordecai even told her, "Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Psalm 119, 133 says, "Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me." Let that be your prayer in this season, as you feel like the Lord is ordering your steps for you to spring forth, for you to march forward. Stay in the promise. Like, "Lord, guard me. Your word says, according to your word, you say that when my steps are steady, that no iniquity will have dominion over me." Esther could have remained silent by staying obedient to the teachings of the commandments in the Bible, and you allow God to guide your decisions and your actions, thereby ordering your steps in righteousness. But she chose to have a voice. But she also chose her words wisely. Wisdom and patience are valuable. And sometimes the best response is a calculated strategy rather than an immediate action. Wisdom and favor. Throughout the story, Esther found favor in the eyes of all who saw her, including the king. Esther 2:15-17 talks about that. And this favor is a sign. It is a sign. It is a sign. No one can deny the signs of God or his hand at work. Let your life testify. Her wisdom in approaching the king and fasting and planning the banquet showed discernment and strategic thinking, aligning with the biblical principle of seeking God's wisdom in every action. It says, on the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar, the edict commanded by the king was to be carried out. And on this day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them. But now the tables were turned and the Jews got the upper hand over those who hated them. Sorry. Esther 9:1. Find assurance in the hidden yet ever-present hand of God. Esther's decision to approach the king, despite the law that anyone who approached him unsummoned could be put to death, demonstrated her courage and her faith. And this reflects the biblical teaching of trusting God's guidance even when facing potentially life-threatening challenges. Her famous words, "If I perish, I perish," Esther 4:16, signify a deep trust in God's sovereignty, regardless of the outcome. God can reverse the harm for good. God will reverse the harm for good. It may not be in the timing that you would like for it to be. There might be some timing where it feels some kind of way. I would encourage you to fast and pray for where you believe that God has given you territory in this next season, where you believe that he has given you authority in this next season. And I encourage you to use your voice wisely and strategically, fasting, praying, doing what is needed and necessary. And don't do this alone. Don't do this alone. Notice Esther reached out to her community of people and had them fast and pray, so that she could obey exactly what she knew God was calling her to. James 1:5 encourages believers to ask God for wisdom if they lack it, promising that God will give generously without finding fault. And when you actively seek God's wisdom in prayer and through the scriptures, you open yourself to receive the direction and insight needed to navigate life's decisions. The timing of various events in this story, such as the king's insomnia leading him to read the chronicles of the kingdom, Mordecai's earlier good deeds being remembered, and Haman's plot turning against him, all suggest divine timing. These instances exemplify how God's guidance often involve orchestrating events and timing beyond human control or understanding. Romans 8:14 states that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in guiding you, helping you to discern God's will and empowering you to follow His path. The Spirit's prompting can guide you in making choices that align with God's desires. Esther's call for all Jews in Susa to fast and pray for before she approached the king illustrates the power of seeking divine intervention through prayer and fasting. This collective spiritual act demonstrated their dependence on God's help and His ordering of their steps amidst seemingly impossible situations. Never underestimate the power of community and the season. The word broken down is what the Lord showed me is common unity for a purpose. Who are the people or who are in your common unity for a purpose? Do not stand down in this season, but stand up with wisdom, with leaning into that common unity for purpose, to speak truth about the marching orders that God is delivering in and through you, whether it's to your family, whether it's to your church, whether it's to your city, whether it's to your state, whether it's to just an individual. Maybe you're being sent to a pastor. Maybe you're being sent to a prophet. Maybe you're being sent to a business person with an encouraging word, with an exhortation, with a correction. Do what needs to be done, beloved. Proverbs 16:3 advises committing your activities to the Lord and your plans will be established. By dedicating your work, aspirations, and even daily tasks to God, you invite His influence into every aspect of your life, ensuring that your steps are aligned with His purpose. Esther's boldness to advocate for her people, risking her life, highlights the importance of standing firm in one's values and the call to advocate for justice. Be a voice for the voiceless and stand up for righteousness, trusting that God is guiding and supporting those efforts. Proverbs 16:3 advises committing your activities to the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11 offers hope in God's plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God orders your steps by intertwining His divine wisdom, guidance, and love with your daily life decisions and paths. The relationship you cultivate with Him through prayer, scripture, and obedience plays a pivotal role in discerning and following the directions He provides. With that, beloved, I thank you for listening today. I thank you for your encouragement. One of the things, if you're a new listener, I would love to have you follow us in our Facebook group. We have a community. We have a team of intercessors that would love to pray for you, that would love to come alongside you and encourage you. And you are only as strong as the people around you. And so if you're doing life alone, it's time to stop that. I'm calling you out of isolation and into your common unity. Your community. Amen. And so if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, we would love to hear from you. This is Sakura Baez. I'd also like to ask you if you might be interested in connecting with us. We have a book that's being released. It actually is ready to be released to the public as of April 30th. We're excited. And if you want to come alongside us and help us promote the book and maybe get the book at a discounted rate, you can just reach out to us either here on the podcast or through Facebook. And we would love to connect with you and have you help us promote our new book. It's called Rhythms of Grace. And it was written by myself, Coach Corey, and Coach Janine. And so with that, I'm signing off. And this is Motherhood Mess Unfiltered. Join us next week as we talk about what's coming in April. God bless you and have a great day.